Hello, the Blind Geek Zone. My name is Tyson. Today I will be demoing something called Virtual Audio Cable. Now, let me tell you, this thing is awesome. Basically lets you, let's say for example, I have somebody on Skype that wants to hear what my screen is doing, or the sounds that are coming through my thing. I will basically route the virtual audio cable to Skype. And we do that in three steps. One, disclaimer, before we even get into this, before we even get into the setup or anything, this is paid. There is a free demo, but this is paid. Yes, I paid for it. And yes, it is not crazily easy to set up. You will probably want to review steps if you have trouble. I'll explain it the best I can, and I hope it's going to be good. So anyhow, continuing on. So, what you would do is you would go to your start menu, and all programs or programs in Windows 7/Vista/8.
All programs submenu E, Microsoft.
And we're gonna go to V for virtual audio cable.
V, virtual audio cable submenu E, audio repeater KSA.
The audio repeater KS you do not have to worry about.
Audio repeater MMEA.
And you want the MME.
Audio repeater.
Now, you'll see about the first two combo boxes are the ones that really matter. Don't worry about all the other ones. First of all, you want the first box to be virtual cable 1. Because mine doesn't give me the combo boxes correctly, I have to literally type in the letter. And my sound card. And just hit start. Don't worry about all the other combo boxes. Just hit space on start. So, you got that one. Now, you need a second one opened, because or else it's not going to work. You need to go to all programs again.
All programs, Microsoft.
Virtual audio cable again.
Virtual audio cable, auto repeater MMEA.
Go to MME again.
Virtual audio, auto repeater one.
And you want to do the exact opposite of what you did. So the first box would be your sound card.
S.
Second box would be the virtual audio cable 1. Then hit start. And you will hear yourself. So make sure a headset's plugged in. If you want to route it to TeamTalk, it's not terribly hard, but there's a few more steps involved. A, when you want to write Skype to TeamTalk, you can do that. You'll need to go into virtual audio cable and you'll see something that'll say control panel. You click on that and you go to where it says cables. It'll automatically say 1, but you want to up arrow once to 2. You want to load the MME again, the audio repeater. The first box is going to be your virtual audio cable 1. The second box is going to be your sound card, whatever that may be. Then you want to load it again, the audio repeater MME. And you want to do the first box with your sound card, and then the second box with your virtual audio cable 2. You want to go into TeamTalk, press F4 for preferences, then set your input and output to the virtual audio cable 1 and virtual audio cable 2. Doesn't matter which one, but just as long as when you're in Skype, you make sure you know which ones you put for TeamTalk. And then Skype will be able to basically talk to TeamTalk and say, okay, I want the sound from TeamTalk to come through Skype, and the sound through Skype to come to TeamTalk. And boom. You have virtual audio cable set up so that people on Skype can talk on TeamTalk. Now, I'm not familiar with the totally advanced features. But I'm going to leave it at this, seeing as that's pretty much all I know about it. You can email me at TysonSylvester123@gmail.com. That's TysonSylvester123 @gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I hope you enjoyed.
Bye.